And let's go ahead and start up the podcast audio recording. All right, video going there, Facebook Live there. And I am an essential worker for now. Well, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be a motherfucker taking a couple days off. Just high stress in the workplace. Obviously, the corony-rony shit is going on there. And so I work in a packaging factory. And, okay, Sam Loco said, yeah, also works in a big warehouse. Yeah, and in here, you know, there's all the machines, the moving parts. And something that I'm going to have to, I got to bring to the supervisors is, to my understanding, this Roni-Roni shit, it lives on metal for 9 days. And so we really should be, like, in our production every 9 days doing a washdown of whatever production room we're packaging products in. And not just because we're packaging products to go out to the public, we're packaging products to eat. You know, when you don't want anything going wrong there. But then, but also it's like, no, I don't think that the Roni-Roni virus will last on a product or on a pouch for months and months before it gets to the consumer. It's most likely going to die. It needs a host, right? But we do have people working in these places and people coming in contact with these metal surfaces. And like how I just reached up and touched my fucking eye like that, partly because it's 2:40 a.m. here. I'm kind of starting my day. But people might just touch their face after touching a surface where the fucking thing's been living. Like, we should be doing washdowns every 9 days. So, like, measures like that... I'm not seeing hand washing taken as serious. They did do something that I didn't see coming. They're removing certain doors. When really I brought up in the safety committee meeting, the last one before shit got a little too real, was that the sanitation crew that they've been establishing or expanding upon, really, that sanitation crew needs to be sanitizing the doors. Because, like, when you go to push a door open that doesn't have a handle, it's fucking sticky. Like, I've been kicking doors open for over a year here, as opposed to touching them. If I can avoid it, I just kick them open. but also, we package products, like I said, months before they go to market. So it's like, yeah, right now, snacks and shit are hot, right? It's like people are ronied up. You know, for us, like in my generation, this is our first fucking lockdown like this. You know, I lived in Spanaway, Washington State as a child, and we'd have like an E. coli scare in the water because a bird would always get in the water tower and die. Fuck. Well, we always had these E. coli scares in the water, so we've had shit like that, but this full-on lockdown shit? A lot of us have never had this, and I know motherfuckers is running, grabbing, their Funyuns and their Doritos and whatnot, and people that work in factories like mine, we make that shit. So it's like, we're really important now, right? There's overtime available, they're hiring new staff, it's active. But yeah, we're being forced to go to work, but people aren't going to be forced to keep consuming, and also people's human bodies are not going to keep wanting the salty, sugary snacks. You know, they're going to be like, fuck, I need a bag of broccoli and some rice. This shit hurts. Right? Like, you know, like people are going to listen to their bodies and say, yo, I want some beans and a carrot. God damn it. They're not going to keep wanting the shit that people make in factories like where I work. Like, I mean, okay, Gerber is a big client, and regularly there may be 4 lines running Gerber. Well, let's see, in the factory, I know that we have line 1, 2, we have line 3, we have lines 4 and 5, we don't have a line 6, we have line 7, and then 8, 9, and 10 are always Gerber, but then we also have line 12, doesn't run Gerber, line 13, only sometimes, 14 is running Chex Mix right now, line 17 is running, pretzels, salty ass pretzel snack. The line that I usually work, line 18, we're running fucking Sour Patch Kids for Halloween. And this is why I get to that essential worker for now shit, because so much of this capitalism shit, and it's like a post that I made earlier, probably like almost around like 24 hours ago, was that it's not compatible. Like, keeping capitalism up and running and being safe with this social distancing shit is not going to work. Because so much of, like, the things that we do that are normal, that become tradition, are marketed traditions. Like, really, when I say the words out loud, watch what's going to happen, right? We're packaging Sour Patch Kids for Halloween. Strong chance Halloween isn't really going to pop this year, right? Like, where we are in Illinois, the school year is out for the rest of the school year. You know, like, it's out. It's over. They're just doing online classes. I got off work a couple days ago. Phoenix said that the teachers are just staying on and hanging out with the kids. Like, oh, you got your cats? Let's see your cats. Like, they're just hanging out. They're not doing shit. And it might not be popping next year. And you think people are going to want to do Halloween next year with the coronavirus? Walk around at night going to strangers' houses and taking whatever they put in your bag from whatever the fuck's in their house from their hand? Halloween ain't finna crack. And also, now that I said that out loud, should Halloween have ever been cracking at all? Should we have ever done Halloween? Tangent, though, right? But then I remember when I got hired in the factory, and I see it regularly every year. I got hired September 26, 2016. And when I got hired, around that time was when they were packaging shit for Valentine's. And if this corony shit is still cracking off then, and this social distancing then, is Valentine's Day really gonna pop? So, like, as these products hit the shelves and most likely don't sell, are factories like ours gonna get those contracts again from those corporations to package their products? And if they don't get the contracts, are we essential workers for the next cycle? Do we still matter? Yeah, so I'm an essential worker for now, right? And then, like, people who work at places where Thanksgiving is going to be a big day of sales. Yeah, they're essential workers for now, but all that Thanksgiving time overtime, all that holiday season overtime, that shit's going to be gone for the few workers that are still there. All right, and I hopefully you folks out there that are making the arguments, making the posts, I'm giving you some more context from the inside. As an essential worker, I see the house of cards getting ready to get blown over. And so I'm going to be on that breadline come next year if I can't get an even more essential gig. I may need to get back in the cashier game, run up in one of these gas stations. I should watch that language. When I say run up in one of these gas stations, I mean go be exploited by the capitalist owner of one, not run up in. Nigga. All right, I think that's about it. That's what I had. I am an essential worker for now. Again, I'm packaging shit that is intended to be sold for some silly capitalist ritual that we do every year that we probably don't need to do every year and most likely won't be done, and that contract won't be coming back. We'll see what happens. WineCellarMedia.com. Check out the hairline. Woo! All right. And Facebook finished. And YouTube video. You're out of there. And podcast audio, you gotta go. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. PayPal.me/PhoenixandWilliam. Free masks. Free masks. We got some out to those folks at Fury. Those are shipped out to the homie Parker Hampton and them niggas up in Washington State. Masks are shipped outward. And enjoy. All right. Have a good one. And be safe, motherfuckers.